It was an investigation by the Charlotte Observer and Charlotte School of Law earlier this year that propelled the city council to look more closely at the police department's Citizens Review Board. That investigation revealed the board had never, in its 15-year history, ruled against the police department in a case of alleged officer misconduct.
Among the reasons why is the threshold had always been so high that it was almost impossible for a citizen to get to a hearing.
This is Alan Adler, a current member of the Citizens Review Board and the task force that's recommending changes to the process. A committee of the city council has now adopted those recommendations unanimously. They include lowering the legal threshold required for the review board to conduct a full evidentiary hearing and giving the board the ability to cross-examine witnesses, including the officer involved in the case. To this point, the Citizens Review Board hasn't even had access to CMPD's own investigation into officer misconduct complaints. City Manager Ron Carley says that will change if the city council approves the recommendations, which he supports. But Carley does not expect the Citizens Review Board to suddenly start ruling against the police department.
I expect Internal Affairs to get it right and take actions that need to be taken against officers that are engaged in misconduct, because they reflect poorly on all the other officers out there doing the job the right way day in and day out.
When citizens believe they have been mistreated by a police officer, CMPD first investigates internally, and the chief decides if the officer should be disciplined. Citizens can appeal the chief's decision to the Citizens Review Board, which is now poised to have more tools at its disposal. Carley says that's the piece that has been missing.
These recommendations are made to change the process so that the Citizens Review Board has the flexibility they need to get at the bottom of a case. Because while I don't expect mistakes to be made, they can be, and this becomes a vital mechanism to catch them.
And perhaps more importantly, says Carley, it will help build trust with members of the public who have expressed doubt in CMPD's ability to police itself. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.